generation of the lost and found. The dance is slower and the music's down. A different point of view. There's a lot more dinners by candlelight. Some easy talks and early nights. And I can see through that moon that played with my heart.
Did you know that cannabis was recently legalized in Canada? With this new legalization, the laws surrounding cannabis use and driving have also been affected. You have probably heard that cannabis use does not affect your driving, but that statement is a myth. Some of the effects cannabis has on a person driving are reduced alertness, altered perception of time and distance, and it also results in reduced ability to react to unexpected events on the road. We at Mothers Against Drunk Driving are here to keep impaired drivers off of the roads and to keep the people of our community safe.
Go to mad.ca to learn more about driving under the influence.
And this brings us to the Story Corner portion of this evening's show.
Radio Tale number 12. On the cover of Musical Influence.
While music has influenced my life in many ways and in many realms, music was especially powerful during the teen years when my friends and I sought out a sense of empowerment in our young lives, something that is clearly expressed in Pink Floyd's signature tune, The Wall.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
Music has woven itself throughout my life and has touched on themes that reflect my lived experience. All the while, my early musical education has been informed by my family and especially by my older brother and older sister. Also, by osmosis, it seems. Although my brother and I fought a lot in our younger years, by the time we reached our mid-teens, we became sort of like sibling friends, hanging out with some of the same people and going to some of the same parties. Perhaps this is because we are barely a year apart. For this reason, it seems, I was introduced to his music, either directly or indirectly. Aside from his music collection, my brother's room was strewn with stacks of Mad magazines, the sports section of that day's newspaper,
and the latest edition of the Rolling Stone magazine. As such, I paid attention, as is clearly outlined in Joni Mitchell's metaphorical lyrical content in California.
So I bought me a ticket, I caught a plane to Spain, went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two.
From younger sister eyes, it looked like he knew a lot about music, rock and roll mostly, which made him seem cool somehow.
He had albums of the most popular bands of the day, Led Zeppelin, The Who, Pink Floyd, Supertramp, The Stones. Then there were the solo artists, Meatloaf, Blondie, Pat Benatar, Bruce Springsteen, Elton John, and Ricky Lee Jones.
As Jones surmises in Chucky's In Love, we teenagers question the changes we saw in one another, which often came down to love, young love. Aside from my brother's musical collection, I like that he paid attention to the critics, as was apparent by the stack of Rolling Stone magazines and the pile of art reviews on his bedroom floor. I think he recognized the influence that critics and the media had on an artist's musical career. A strong review could make or break a career, as could a song with a pointed message, something that Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show sing so pointedly of in their signature tune on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers, we got golden fingers, and we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we've never known is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother? Stone. Wanna see my smiling face?
Music comes to us in many ways and through many avenues, influences, and soundtracks. As the music's bass pounds through the ceiling of my neighbor's apartment above, I am called to reflect upon my childhood home and the music that sounded throughout. This calls me to think about who my brother was as a young man and how music, his music, came to inform who he would become.
When my brother was younger, as he made his way home from baseball practice, he'd often stop in at the Victoria Drive furniture store, the same store that sponsored his Little League baseball team. In the back of the shop, the store sold a selection of 45s, which, back in the day, were music singles that had been posted on the Billboard Hot 100 earlier that week. One such tune I recall from his 45s collection is the 1978 novelty song The Streak by Toronto actor Ray Stevens.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation. On the scene at the supermarket, there seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just standing over by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans. vines through the fruits and veggies, naked as a jaybird. Ethel's over there in the jams, jellies, preserves, and pickles. I hollered over there. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" She dropped a whole jar of kumquats and fell back into the sweet midget cider. Had us too late, she'd done been incensed.
Here he comes.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
Here he comes.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Well, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
Fast thing on 2 feet.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
He's just as proud as he can be of his anatomy. He gonna give us a peek. Well, yes, they call him the street.
Boogie dad,
let's show off his physique. There's an audience to be found. He'll be streaking it round, inviting public critique.
With age, my brother moved on from hit singles to full-length 33 albums. As his collection grew, and as he went through phases of listening to certain artists, so too did my awareness of music change and shift and grow, mostly from hearing his music through the walls of my family home. I recall him going through a Joe Cocker phase with the UK singer's version of the Beatle tune, A Little Help from My Friends.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk down? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, how you die?
I don't know where my brother heard the music. Probably the radio, perhaps his friends, or like me, by osmosis. Regardless, he seemed up to date on current musical trends. Similarly, my parents and my older sister also followed musical trends in country music. There are many others in my life who have influenced my repertoire of music. They include friends, boyfriends, media outlets, movies, soundtracks, and of course the radio.
Of which Harry Chapin speaks to in Remember When the Music, a song that reflects how music impacted my young life.
Remember when the music came from wooden boxes strung with silver wire? And as we sang the words, it would set our minds on fire. For we believed in things, and so we'd sing. Remember when the music brought us all together to stand inside the rain? And as we joined our hands, we'd meet another refrain. For we had dreams to live.
Somebody was always listening to music or tuning in to the local radio station. If it wasn't my parents listening to CKNW, my older sisters dialed in to CKLG or CFUN, while my brother tuned in to CFOX.
As for me, I listened to CFUN, hoping that eventually my favorite cover tunes and Billboard hits would be played, as is reflected upon in Queen's Radio Gaga.
Sit alone and watch your light, my only friend through teenage night. And everything I had to know, I heard it on my radio.
While we are drawn to a song's lyrics by the stories they tell and their reflection of our lives, we are also drawn to the various aspects of the music itself, the rhythm, the beat, the genre. In fact, in Musicophilia, Tales of Music and the Brain, Oliver Sacks suggests that there are inherent tendencies to repetition in music itself, such that our poetry, our ballads, our songs are full of repetition. Nursery rhymes and the little chants and songs we use to teach young children have choruses and refrains. We are attracted to repetition even as adults. We want the stimulus and the reward again and again, and in music we get it. Perhaps, therefore, we should not be surprised, should not complain if the balance sometimes shifts too far and our musical sensitivity becomes a vulnerability. It is therefore not surprising that we are drawn to stories and nursery rhymes as children and later to songs, music, and lyrics as teenagers. While we benefit through its influence on language and embodiment, we also benefit emotionally. Not only can it render us vulnerable, it also has the ability to lift us out of depression or move us to tears as a remedy, a tonic, orange juice for the ear, to express inner states or feelings, and to pierce the heart directly. That's another one of Sacks' quotes. Regardless of how music came into my life, because its ability to affect all lives is so dramatic, personal, and experience-specific, each song in my musical soundtrack somewhere, somehow, informs my life.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without the song I dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Mother says I was a dancer.
The references and musical references in this radio tale are as follows. Thank You for the Music, recorded by ABBA on the LP, The Album, 1977. Remember When the Music, recorded by Harry Chapin on the CD, The Gold Medal Collection, 1980. Chucky's in Love, recorded by Ricky Lee Jones on the LP, Ricky Lee Jones, 1979. A Little Help from My Friends, recorded by Joe Cocker on the LP, With a Little Help from My Friends, 1967. Radio Gaga, recorded by Queen, on the LP, The Works, 1984. California, recorded by Joni Mitchell, on the LP, Blue, 1971. The cover of The Rolling Stones, recorded by Dr. Hook and The Medicine Show, on the LP, Sloppy Seconds, 1972. The Streak, recorded by Ray Stevens on the LP Boogity Boogity, a tribute to the comic genius of Ray Stevens, 1974. Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, recorded by Pink Floyd on the LP The Wall, 1979.
I'm sorry for the way Although times can be crazy, let's just give in to the night. You still don't cease to amaze me. Let me make up for the way that I've been lately. The way that I've been lately. Oh. Baby, when we go out tonight,
we go out tonight.
You let the stress go. Let me show you exactly why.
And that was Canadian Aboriginal singer-songwriter Nathan Cunningham. That recording was off the 2012 Aboriginal Music Week Festival sampler, and the song was Saturday Night Angel. This brings us to the end of this evening's show. So thanks for tuning in for another edition of The Arts Edge, and stay tuned to Wave Station coming up next. So now, as always, I leave you with one final tune, and I'm going to go off script a little bit. I know I did the days of the week chronologically, but we have time for one more tune, and it's one of my favorite, very, very favorite songs, and it's a very catchy tune, and I'm sure that you all know it. It's a song from 1979. This song was released as the lead single from The Rat's third album, The Fine Art of Surfacing. The song is about the 1979 Cleveland Elementary School shooting in San Diego. While it's a very tragic incident, the song is very catchy, and listen to it. The words are really good, and it tells the story in a way that gets people to listen. So, without further ado, let's go to that now. So, have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you next week for more stories at The Arts Edge.
And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. Ooh. The whole day down. So clean and it types to a waging world. A mother feels so shocked, father's world is rocked, and their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16 ain't that peachy keen. Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need?
Tell me why.
Thank you.
wants to play with the toys a while. And school's out early, and soon we'll be learning, and the lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn crackles, and the captain tackles with the problems of the house and wife. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to die? And the silicon chip inside a head gets switched to overload. Oh, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. And Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. Why reason do you need to be sure?
Tell me why.
For a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby